either move up again or, you know, test the lower support area around 1,500 again. Okay, the next chart would be the Dow gold ratio, which is dollar into divided by dollar gold. Click on that one. So that gives you the Dow gold ratio weekly. I've had this one for quite some time on my public list. What I would still expect is this ratio to go down towards, let's say, 4. Maybe, you know, if the shit really hits the fan, then maybe 2. You know, some people talk about the ratio going back to 1. Not quite sure about that, but you never know. So what we've seen for the last 2 years is definitely a consolidation pattern. The second trend line or fan line, actually it's not a fan line, but trend line, has been broken. It hasn't been broken significantly, so it's not a huge issue. Still, I would like to see if you're positioned accordingly, you want to the price to dip below that trend line again, and then at some later point in time, you know, building lower highs so that we can draw in a third trend line, which would indicate that the trend is accelerating. So odds are still pretty high we will go lower. We are not there yet, so we'll have to monitor this very closely going forward. So the next chart would be the S&P 500. Click on dollar SPX 500. On March 15th, no, it was even earlier, I drew in an ascending triangle pattern, and the chart broke down from that pattern. It also broke down from the parallel trend line channel I drew in. So today's pullback towards the lower trend line of the triangle is, as I mentioned at the beginning, would be the perfect entry for those who want to short the market and who want to initiate short positions or add to their short positions. So we will see pretty soon if those who actually the shorts who put their money where their mouth is, if they will get rewarded or not. So let's say 1330, something like that. If we can significantly, or if we can trade back into the pattern, that would force a short sellers to cover, and that would probably drive prices to new highs. And we'll see what happens. What you can still see is the rather great distance from the moving average at 200, so we're still quite extended if we look at that metric. So we will see what happens. Right now I see this as an overall consolidation pattern. So as a position trader who is mostly playing the markets from the long side, it's best to stand aside and stay in cash and see how things develop. Okay, the next chart, you can actually just click on the chart itself, which will bring you to the next chart, which is the S&P 500, the weekly chart.